Okay, so we'll do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5. This is letter number 1366. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 23rd day of Tevis, Chol Gimel Tevis, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe is giving him a little rebuke because this man was fasting too much and it was causing him ill health. And the Rebbe was saying, I've already written to you in the end of last summer as far as your conduct, especially as far as fasting goes. Until now, I have not received any response from you with regards to that matter. I also don't know what you are doing as far as your learning and how your occupation with the service of the davening. I am here by coming to remind you, basically, and to ask of you, and that you should let me know as soon as possible. I'm sure, the Rebbe says, that you are adding with more strength, with more force, keeping the orders of the studies of Nigla and Chassidus, Nigla Vedach, and also as far as the service of prayer. And it's self-understood that this does not contradict one's watching over the health of the body, because a person has the ability to do both this and this, as the Rambam writes in the fourth chapter, in the beginning of the fourth chapter of the Laws of Deus, that the body to be healthy is the ways of Hashem that He wants us to be. This is the ways, this is Medarki Hashem. And things go by the heart, which means what you want in your heart, but the body, you need to be able to keep them both. And generally, every chassid, and especially a student of the older classes in the yeshiva, he serves as a role model for other people, especially for the students in the lower classes. So I guess this was a yeshiva student. And since the responsibility you have is very great, so you must have special powers given to you so that you should be able to be, which is considered the Hasidic expression, tefeyach al menas lahatfiach. You should be moist enough so that if somebody touches you, they would get wet too. So that you should be so full with the energy so that if anybody gets in contact, that you is able to get from you. It's really only depends on you. And you need to take this out from its hidden state, but it's a hidden state which is already there. It's almost revealed, and you have to bring this into actuality. The light of mitzvah, the light of Torah, the lamp of mitzvah, the light of Torah, and the luminary of Torah, which is the teaching of Chassidus. I'm waiting and looking forward for good news in all the above. Okay.